A controversy over the names of two landmarks in Yellowstone National Park highlight a forgotten genocide in the U.S., and they show how historical awareness, conflicting narratives, and misinformation help muddy the waters. The Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
On a cold January day more than a century ago, U.S. troops massacred nearly 200 Piikani people on a Montana riverbank. A few were young men.
The rest were women and children and old folks. It's hard to imagine.
That's Chief Stanley Charles Greer of the Piikani Nation in Alberta, Canada. And the people killed were his ancestors. Accounts of the massacre are brutal. Soldiers killed a mother breastfeeding her baby. They shot sick people hiding under blankets.
Survivors were basically executed at the by axes, and that's pretty barbaric.
And the man who helped perpetrate this massacre was Lieutenant Gustavus Doan. He was 29 years old then. In photos, he's wearing a soldier's uniform with combed black hair and a massive waxed mustache. Doan later went on to explore parts of Yellowstone, and his compatriots named Mount Doan after him. The name stuck. But for Chief Stanley Charles Greer, Mount Doan is a celebration of violence perpetrated against his people.
Doan led that attack and fully implemented the massacre. And as a result of that, we feel that's an atrocity to humanity, and it's essentially war crime.
So last September, Greer joined tribal leaders from across North America at the gates of Yellowstone National Park. A couple rode horses and some leaders wore cowboy hats. They were there asking the Park Service to change Mount Doan's name to First Peoples Mountain. They also want to rename the iconic Hayden Valley. The person it's named after was one of the first surveyors of Yellowstone, Ferdinand Hayden. Hayden wasn't involved in the Piikani massacre, but the tribes accuse him of calling for the extermination of American Indians. They point to Hayden's written works, including statements made about Native Americans in his 1871 geological survey.
Unless they are localized and made to enter upon agricultural and pastoral pursuits, they must ultimately be exterminated.
This sentence in particular has been widely quoted by historians, in a book commissioned by the National Park Service, by the tribes, and most recently, local, national, and international press. But as we comb through the 150-year-old document, it turns out Hayden didn't write those words. They were actually written by one of Hayden's colleagues, Sirius Thomas. Hayden did compile the full report, however, and gave Thomas's words his blessing when he presented it to the U.S. government.
He basically incited this, what we would call hatred towards indigenous peoples at that time in his policies, in his written statements.
Earlier this year, Park County commissioners in Wyoming voted against changing Mount Doan and Hayden Valley. They said people here like those names. They're used to them.
This has nothing to do with the Native Americans.
That's Jake Fulkerson, one of the commissioners.
I mean, there was one article that we saw that said commissioners against the Indians or something, and that's garbage.
With Hayden, he says the issue is overblown. Who doesn't have a skeleton in their closet?
I mean, if you go around digging up dirt on people and changing names everywhere, I mean, where once this horse leaves the barn, where does it end?
But Fulkerson and the other county commissioners don't make the ultimate decision. They can only make a recommendation to a federal body that will. It's called the U.S. Board on Geographic Names, and Lou Yost is the guy in charge.
The board places a great deal of emphasis on local use or acceptance of a name or a name change.
The board's researchers also compile historical documents and corroborate accusations. And in this case, they found mountains of evidence against Gus Doan. In one letter, Doan talks about watching a stream of Piikani blood flow down a frozen river. In short, the investigation showed he's every bit as bad as the tribe suggests. But racist accusations against Ferdinand Hayden are not so clear. As with his geological report, other racist remarks attributed to him were actually written by different authors in reports Hayden helped edit. This research, along with local recommendations, will be given to the board so they can make a final decision. Before that happens, though, they still need a recommendation from the National Park Service. And when I asked outgoing Yellowstone Superintendent Dan Wenk about it a month ago, he said Yellowstone's prominence amongst national parks makes any decision a big deal.
I think it's a decision that has to be made in a larger context than just Yellowstone.
Once the Park Service finally pitches in, the U.S. Board on Geographic Names could decide on whether to rename one or both of the landmarks as early as this fall. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.